All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of college football, and there is plenty on the line this weekend, championship weekend, as we will know which four teams are headed to the college football playoff. And I want to get things started off tonight in the Pac-12 championship game in Santa Clara, as you're going to have the fifth-ranked Utah Utes taking on the 13th-ranked Oregon Ducks. And a win here for the Utes could see them make the college football playoff for the first time in program history. You look at the combination in that Utah backfield of quarterback Tyler Huntley along with running back Zach Moss, and they have terrorized defenses around the Pac-12 all season long. On that defensive line, you look at what Bradley Anae can do as far as rushing that passer, as he has 12 and a half sacks. And as a unit, this Utah defense has 13 interceptions. This Utah defense is ranked third in the nation, and they're going to try to go out there and contain Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert, which is easier said than done. I look for running back CJ Verdell to also have an impact on this game. While this Oregon defense has DeForest Huntley into making some mistakes that he really has not made this season, and that's important because Oregon does have 17 team interceptions on the season. Now, this is going to be a back and forth game. Utah has too much on the table to lose, and because of that, I think they play with a more sense of an urgency, and I'm going to take the Utes to win the Pac-12 championship by the score of 31-24. Now, moving on to Saturday, we're going to have the Big 12 championship game in Arlington, as you're going to have the 7th-ranked Baylor Bears clashing with the 6th-ranked Sooners of Oklahoma. And the big question is, will the Big 12 be able to get to the playoff? We'll have to wait and see. Now, these two teams did meet a few weeks ago, and Baylor was dominating Oklahoma until a furious rally in the fourth quarter. Can Baylor rekindle that magic that they had early on? We'll have to wait and see. But they definitely have the talent on both sides of the football to get the job done. You look at quarterback Charlie Brewer along with wide receiver Denzel Mims. And this Baylor defense, 40 team sacks on the season, with 10 and a half of them coming by James Lynch. 16 team interceptions, with 6 of them coming by Graylin Arnold. They got to go out there and they've got to get to Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. Make him one-dimensional. Keep him in that pocket, because when Jalen Hurts is able to run, he definitely brings a new dimension to this Oklahoma offense. And if Jalen Hurts can get it going with his arm, you know that he's going to get the football to wide receiver C.D. Lamb. Oklahoma, they're going to step onto the field knowing that they have what it takes to win. Baylor does have the talent, but I think there's going to be a little bit of residue lingering over from the game a few weeks ago, and I think Oklahoma takes that and runs with it. I'm going to take the Sooners in this one by the score of 37-24. Now, in the Sun Belt Championship, you're going to have the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana taking on the Mountaineers, the 21st-ranked Mountaineers of Appalachian State, and there's plenty on the table here for App State. Why? Because being that they're ranked number 21 right now, they have a possibility to make a New Year's Six bowl game if they are the highest ranked team of the non-Power Five members. You look at quarterback Levi Lewis for Louisiana, as well as running back Elijah Mitchell, as they want to try to have something to say in regards to App State's chances of winning the Sun Belt Conference. But quarterback Zach Thomas, along with running back Darrington Evans, have been impact players for App State all season long. And I like this App State defense, as they have forced 12 interceptions. And I think Louisiana is going to keep it close, but I'm going to take App State in this one by the score of 30-24. Now, In the Mid-American Conference Championship game, you're going to have the Red Hawks of Miami of Ohio taking on the Chippewas of Central Michigan. And one of these teams will claim their first MAC title in nearly a decade. Central Michigan running backs Jonathan Ward and Kobe Lewis will be a factor in this game, while this Chippewas defense has also forced 12 interceptions this season. And I think that running game for Central Michigan will be the difference, as I take them to win the MAC by the score of 30-20. Now, the Conference USA Championship features the UAB Blazers traveling to take on Florida Atlantic. Now, you look at this this defense right here for UAB, 43 team sacks, with 10 of them coming by linebacker Jordan Smith. But I look at this Florida Atlantic offense with quarterback Chris Robeson, as well as wide receiver Harrison Bryant. Will this UAB defense be able to slow them down? Well, we'll have to wait and see. I look at a very stingy secondary for Florida Atlantic, led by Miko Dotson, who has 8 interceptions this season. And I think that will be the difference in this one, as Florida Atlantic will win Conference USA by the score of 34-24. Now, moving on to the American Athletic Conference title game, you're going to have the 20th ranked Bearcats of Cincinnati traveling to take on the 17th ranked Memphis Tigers. These two teams had a very tight affair last week in Memphis, and the Tigers were able to come away. And now if you're Cincinnati, now you got to make that trek south one more time to try to win the AAC. Desmond Ridder had a solid game at quarterback for Cincinnati, but he needs to step it up to another level, as does running back Michael Warren. 15 team interceptions for Cincinnati this year, and I want to see them try to get more active tomorrow versus Memphis if they're going to pull off the upset. Why? Because they got to try to find a way to slow down quarterback Brady White and running back Kenneth Gainwell, along with wide receiver DeMonte Coxey. This was a close contest last week. Cincinnati knows that they can hang with Memphis, and I think they come back and get the rematch and win the AAC by the score of 30-27. Now, the big one for tomorrow in Atlanta, as you're going to have the 4th-ranked Bulldogs of Georgia clashing with the 2nd-ranked LSU Tigers for the SEC Championship. And this one has a lot of intrigue, and plenty of people are going to watch this game. Why? Because if Georgia wins this game, I think you get 2 SEC teams in, because I don't see LSU dropping out of the top 4. But speaking of Louisiana State, you have quarterback Joe Burrow, who's playing well, as is running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and you look at the firepower at wide receiver with Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. This LSU defense has forced 14 interceptions this season, and that's important because they want to try to go out there and win first and second down, take away Georgia running back DeAndre Swift, and force Jake Fromm, the quarterback, to beat them with his arm. This is Georgia's 3rd consecutive trip to the SEC Championship game. They're 1-1 in the previous 2. They lost one last year after they blew it late to Alabama. I think they have what it takes to hang with LSU for about 3 quarters, but I think LSU is just a better team. They're a team of destiny right now, and I think that's the difference, as I'm going to take the Bayou Bengals in this one by the score of 34-24. Now, in the Mountain West Championship game, you're going to have the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors traveling to take on the 19th-ranked Boise State Broncos. And for Boise State, they could make a New Year's Six Bowl with a win in this one. For Hawaii to pull off the upset, quarterback Cole McDonald needs to have a big game, as does running back Miles Reed. And if Cole McDonald gets going, it's going to be because he gets the football to wide receivers Jared Smart and Cedric Bird. But you look at his Boise State offense is rolling with quarterback Jalen Henderson under center. He's getting the football to running back George Halani. And I can't say enough about the pass rushing ability of Curtis Weaver for the Broncos, as he is going to be a first-round pick in this spring's NFL draft. Boise State is the better team. They are the class of the Mountain West. And because of that, I'm going to take the Broncos to win another Mountain West title with a 41-30 victory. Now, in Charlotte, you're going to have the 23rd-ranked Virginia Cavaliers clashing with the 3rd-ranked Clemson Tigers to decide who is going to win the Atlantic Coast Conference. Now, for Virginia, dual threat quarterback Bryce Perkins, he is the engine and the heart and soul of this Virginia team. And I guarantee you it is going to be 11 players each time for this Clemson defense. focusing on what Perkins can and can't do. 43 team sacks by this Virginia defense, and that's important because they've got to try to slow down Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. But you also have Travis Etienne at running back along with wide receiver T. Higgins. And this Clemson defense is ranked second in the nation as they have 36 team sacks to go along with 14 interceptions. Clemson's undefeated, and they feel like they've been disrespected all season long in spite of the fact that they are the defending national champions. And I think they take their frustrations out on Virginia tomorrow night as we're going to take the Tigers to advance by the score of 34-20. And finally, in Indianapolis, it's the Big Ten title game tomorrow night as you're going to have the number one ranked Ohio State Buckeyes clashing with the eighth ranked Wisconsin Badgers. And for Ohio State, obviously there's plenty on the line. They know they want to get this win to get to the college football playoff, and they definitely have the talent to get it done. You look at Justin Fields at quarterback, J.K. Dobbins at running back, and of course a very stingy defense led by Chase Young. Now for Wisconsin, they got taken behind the woodshed a couple of weeks ago when they faced Ohio State. They were able to hang with them for a half, but Ohio State had that championship kick to get it going in the second half and really pull away. Now, for Wisconsin to pull off the upset, it's going to come down to the right arm of Jack Cohn. Why? Because this Ohio State defense is going to take away the running ability of Jonathan Taylor. Wisconsin has a solid defense led by linebackers Chris Orr and Zach Bond, but do they have enough to slow down the playmakers of Ohio State? I don't think so. The first meeting during the regular season was a blowout. This one is going to be an even bigger blowout as I take the Buckeyes to easily cruise past Wisconsin by the score of 44-17. So folks, those are my picks for this weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have yourselves a wonderful day, and enjoy the college football action this weekend.